Blog Talk Radio.
Gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it?
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, and happy Father's Day to all the men that are out there in this world today. This is your host today coming live to you on this Father's Day weekend. My name is Bobby Hill, and I have a couple of guests with me on this segment for today. Is a man important in a young boy's life? My first host, please go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Brother Omar Baldwin of the Foundation Lives 592.
Brother Henry Time here, Solid Deputy 526, First Amendment Music Publishing.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. So, in today's society, we got a lot of different things going on with our young men out there. Some of the things, as far as conversation-wise, when we have our young black men getting into situations, the first question that wants to come up is, well, was the father involved in this young man's life? Was the father there? Did he participate? So that brings the question, is a man important in a young boy's life? My personal opinion on it, extremely important. You know, you can't teach a boy to be a man if you're not a man. Now, granted, you have a lot of single mothers out there. I'm not taking any kind of credit away from you women that's out there that's doing it, that's taking care of your responsibilities that are raising our young men. Because a young man has to know how to love a woman, so they definitely get that from you. But there's just certain things that, in my opinion, you cannot teach a boy how to do as far as being a man. So I'm going to go to my first guest, Brother Omar, just to get his opinion on the importance of a man in a young boy's life.
Good afternoon. First, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. And that's one of the most important things as we teach young men is to have a foundation and a relationship with God. And once the foundation is set, then you move on to a relationship. And based on the relationship, once you are taught the certain instructions of a relationship, you can go into a higher plateau as a young man gets older. And things are taught in the experience.
Thank you, brother. Now, Brother Henry, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, my thoughts is this. First of all, as males, everybody is born a male, but not every male a man. And that's why I think it's very important that, first of all, the man who is a father understands his transitional growth spiritually, mentally, psychologically, understand that. That way, when we do have sons, we understand our level of responsibility and our level of accountability as mentors and as fathers, because now we're accountable for this young man, and we're accountable for this young man's development, his human growth and development mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in order to give them the proper guidance and the teaching and the mentorship so that they can make firm decision makings when we're not around. So that's the importance. I believe that a man is very important in a boy's life so we can help that boy become a man.
Brother Tom, let me ask you this. There's a lot of single mothers out there that's raising young men. My personal opinion is that at some point, the mother should look for some kind of guidance as far as, you know, a brother, a friend, a boyfriend, to help guide, uncle, you know, somebody that's a member of the family to help assist with raising that boy into manhood. Would you agree with that? Would you disagree with that? You know, what kind of advice could you give to those out there that are possibly in that situation to where that man is not part of the young boy's life, because we all know that anybody can be a dad, but it takes a real man to be a father. Because me personally, I have 6 blood kids, 5 boys and 1 girl, you know, and I do my hardest, my best to be there no matter what kind of conversation is. I've let them know about my lows, I let them know about my highs. But I have probably about 3 kids out there that are not my blood children, but I'm a father in their life, and one of them is a girl. So, you know, even though this conversation is about boys, but just kind of stepping off right now, I'm a positive role model in her life because now she knows what she should look for in a man, you know.
Brother O, you want to chime in on that right question?
Yes, I do. And I definitely think that, not to cut the question off to you, but I know you will have an opinion. It definitely takes a village. And my first thought, as you know, we seek the guidance of the one true God. And, you know, you have to listen to that secret voice, that silent voice, rather, I'm sorry. The silent voice is when you're by yourself and you're having some issues, and you be like, well, what am I going to do? And you have done everything that you possibly can do. But God has the ultimate sacrifice to let you understand that he's in charge, and that only a man can instill in a young man's life the tools that he needs for that village, for him to rise and to be a part of society. The mother of that man is definitely a key into the process. But we have to understand the foundation of how life is given. And if you look outside and you look around you and you look at life and you look outside and you see how a tree is grown and you look out, what does it take to have certain things? And you have to say, it's a recipe. And if you don't have the certain ingredients to make things work, then you're missing something in that recipe. And you already know what it takes to grow grass. It takes sunlight, fertilization, and water.
True.
Without any of those things, you cannot grow grass.
Right.
As a young boy, you need certain things, and to make sure that he flourishes into becoming a young man, into a man, because there are 3 stages to becoming a man. And so you have to also, in this recipe, you have to realize if you don't have the right ingredients, you will not be successful.
Exactly, and I agree with that. And what I would say to that is a woman is very, very, very vital in raising a young man. Because first of all, any child, but since we're dealing with the topic of young men, any child is connected to their mother,
right?
First and foremost, because they're spending 40 weeks inside of that womb.
Sure.
So spiritually, they're connected to that woman. Spiritually, they're connected to that woman through birth. However, as far as raising a man or a boy into a young man, it is very important because there in 2 things, there's yin and yang, there's contraction and expansion. So with a man, we bring that sense of logic. Now, there's a lot of strong women out there who can raise young boys.
True, very true.
It's a lot of young women. Like, my mother was one of them. Even though my father was there at specific points of time,
right.
True. However, there are women out there who has the mental capability, the spiritual capability, the emotional capability to raise that young man.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we need is that balance.
Right.
It's that balance that young boy needs to understand how to handle certain situations, not just emotionally. And not saying that the women are just pure emotions, because there are some that's not just emotional. But they need that balance of emotion and logic in order to address situations that they might find themselves in and help them to develop the mental skill sets to handle life circumstances,
right.
to handle it and to address it, okay? Let me address this from an emotional standpoint. How emotionally am I connected to whatever the situation is? Now,
let me address this from a logical standpoint. And I say this with the utmost respect to women, mm-hmm. definitely.
Mm-hmm.
My mentor told me this. When you address situations in life, take out two things, ifs and maybes.
Right.
A woman cannot be half pregnant. Either she is
or she's not.
Or she's not.
Right.
Or when a situation arises, okay, I want to deal with the yes, no, on, off. Period. Point blank. You know? So therefore, if let's just say, for instance, like I use an example, if the woman is pregnant or your girlfriend goes, oh, I'm pregnant, okay, let me know if you are or let's see if you're not. Because if the woman is, we know how to start proceeding, planning, saving, preparing for this child to be born.
Right.
If you're not, okay, now life continues on as it is. However, we have the right information right then. So to apply that to your question, A woman is very detrimental and vital to the development of a young man's life. When it comes to a certain point of time in that boy's life, I believe that she should seek male mentors,
right.
male role models,
yeah.
because now I can give you or that male model, role model or mentor can give input along with the mother's input to that young boy on how to handle certain situations. From a man, like, listen, I need you to really think about this and consider this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a balance. Once again, it's the law of yin and yang, expansion and contraction, light, darkness, positive, negative.
Pardon me. I definitely agree with you 100% on that. You know, it's definitely about a balance. You know, one thing that I would like to see a lot more coming from the men that are out there that are, you know, being active in their children's life or even, you know, being that big brother, being that uncle, let these young boys know it's not a crime to show emotions.
Right.
You know, if you're really, truly in touch with your God, that's emotions within itself. It's okay to cry. Crying is like cleaning your soul. So for a man to be able to sit here and admit to a young man, to a young boy, that it's okay to cry, it takes away that, oh, I got to be hard mentality no matter what I do.
Right.
You know, and if they're not carrying that I have to be hard no matter what I do mentality, it makes it a little bit easier to make those tough decisions.
Right.
Because they know, you know what, let me pray about this. Let me go to my God, my Father in heaven, to seek guidance, you know, having that hardcore mentality. Some kids don't even want to admit to the Christianity that there is a God. You know, they're getting their guidance from the music today. They're getting the guidance from the streets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You always have a choice in life. And even when you make that so-called wrong choice, there's positivity in it if you choose to accept it.
Right.
But with that, a man shows that to these young males, to these young boys.
Right. If I can say so on what you said, right?
Go ahead, brother.
Also, here's the thing. I'll use a scripture reference for the religious practitioner who's in, let's say, the belief system of Christianity.
Uh-huh.
It says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Right, right.
However, showing these young men how to go with inside of themselves, because look at what it says. Greater is he that is in where? Me. It is in me. So first, it's showing these young individuals, these young men, how to go with inside of themselves. While they exist in this noisy world of musical influence,
right.
video influence,
right.
rapping influence,
right. influence in
right.
general.
So showing them how to go inside of themselves and get the inner being, the inner God, and say, let me find this answer, you know, with inside of myself. Now, it's also saying that as far as learning experiences, there's no such thing as a mistake. when you learn from it. Sure. My mentor always told me it's only a mistake if you don't catch it first.
Right.
You know, it's only a mistake if we don't catch it first. Yet, a mistake is a learning experience when we choose to learn from it. Mm-hmm. So that's where having a mentor, a father, an uncle, a friend who is a male, or that mother who relies on that male influence to show them, like, let me show you. Nah, you went through that experience, but let me show you where the learning experience, the learning curve is, the wisdom, perfect word choice.
Right,
the wisdom is in this so-called wrong experience, or this learning experience. That's what should be taught now to our young men.
Right.
It's showing them the wisdom in their so-called mistakes.
Right.
And letting them see that.
Well, I definitely think that young men have to understand because they're so drowned out with their own selves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And society has stuff, and they get with other people and of their age group, and they come back home, and they like, well, you know, we've taught you some basic things, and you come back, and you're not cleaning your room, you're not doing what we asked you to do, you're not participating in the family things. So we go back as a unit, and we say, we have, at my house, we have what we call team meeting. Okay, there's a communication problem going on because what, as the head of my household is, we need to communicate on what you're doing and what the family is doing.
Very important.
Right?
Right.
So because there's different age groups that we have to address, because every age group, a father so important in giving instruction. And so that's why we have wisdom, strength, and beauty. And the beauty of women is part of that recipe when I bring it around full circle here, you know, because each stage of a young man's life has to be ordered by God. His steps have to be ordered by God.
Order my steps.
Right. Because if I'm giving a child instruction from a two-year-old's perspective, you're going to fast forward from a two-year-old's perspective to an 18-year-old's perspective. I'm the mediator. The 18-year-old, I'm giving instructions to the 18-year-old to understand where the two-year-old's coming from.
Right.
Right. I'm the referee here.
Right.
Okay, because I don't want the two-year-old to be crying for no reason.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the two-year-old don't care about what the 18-year-old's thoughts are, but I care about what the 18-year-old's thoughts are because he's about to go out into the world. He's the 1 foot about to be out here for real. So trying to mediate, trying to understand, so the 18-year-old understands, where did you come from?
And that's a very important statement as far as, I don't know.
It's a relationship.
Yeah, the relationship, the spiritual growth, the quote-unquote salvation with somebody.
Right.
I know that you're saved. I know that you're conscious. I know that you're spiritually aware.
Right.
However, it's important to share with these young men now that transition from being in darkness into light, or being unsaved to saved, or unconscious to conscious.
Right.
It's sharing that transitional process, that rite of passage of life with these young men. Don't just tell me, you know, don't do this. Do that. don't do as I do. Do what I say.
Right.
No,
it's a communication.
It's a communication.
Now, let me cut in with that piece. When it comes to your personal situations, Brother Omar, you as an adolescent.
Mm-hmm.
How many children do you have?
I have four boys.
You have four boys. Are you
one? 2 to 18. 2 to 23.
See, my boys are 16, 13, 5, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Are you honest with them about the choices that you've made in your past to allow them to learn from your past experiences instead of them going through it themselves? Or do you try to hide it?
Well, I don't think that they have experienced my own situation.
Right.
I think that who can relate is my old 18 as I've given them guidance.
Okay.
Because the 8 and 2 year old are still in the manage ages.
Right.
So they're still in the home where the mother is still giving them guidance.
And showing them about
right.
the emotions.
Exactly. Just doing what the mother's supposed
naturing.
To do. Exactly. Naturing. Exactly. Now, it's when they get to, I think it's either 9 or I think 12. From 12 to on. That's when even if a father figure, a brother figure, a man figure is in the house, from 12-year-old, you have to capture their attention, capture their mind. Because if you don't, you will lose them. Okay? You will lose them. From 12 years old. If the mother and father have not done what they're supposed to do from birth to 12, the game is lost. You've already lost the race. Okay? So from 12 years old, but you already got to be in the game. And those that are not in the game, you have to definitely seek guidance. From somewhere, if it's through your God, through your daddy, through your uncle, through your brother, through a friend, through church, through somewhere, that somebody's doing something positive in the community.
Right.
Now, as far as my personal self and the structure, to where I'm coming from, I'm not perfect. I made mistakes. But I want to make sure that my kids understand that you don't have to do the same thing I did.
Right.
What was told to me, my mentor, I could throw a rock further than you can see. And I said, what?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Right.
He said, by the time you can see where that rock is, the journey is more important than the destination.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, so now I got instructions to make sure that my family has a foundation as a man in the community, as growing to have productive kids in the community.
Right.
Because, you know, you don't want your name slandered in the community.
Yeah.
You know, that's another topic.
you're right. That's a totally different topic. That's another topic. However, Brother Omar brought that up twice as far as family. And I would like to piggyback, if I will, on that, because it's two things. I'm going to make a quote. As far as family is concerned, it's very important for whether it's a single-parent home or whether it's a home with the mother and the father there. Mm-hmm. Brother Omar brought up a very important point, family, name. Mm-hmm. That's what legacy is all about. So when we start raising these young men, when we start mentoring these young men and helping their mother, the single parent mother that reaches out to the brothers in the community who's willing to be a mentor to their young men, it's very important that we show them, one, a king is only as wise as his counsel. A king is only as wise as his counsel. Every king back in the days always had what? A counselor.
A counselor.
And to make it a plain for the today, because you know a lot of these young men, they want to be business minded. They want to, okay, a CEO has to answer to a board of directors.
Correct.
A board of directors governs, you know, the thoughts and the decisions of that CEO so that they can make their own decision and lean to what the Bible says, lean to their own understanding.
Right, checks and balances.
Checks and balances. So that's very important that we start counseling these young men
right.
to be kings in their mind. We counsel these young men to make proper decisions. Why? Because it's all about their name. Your name is only as good as your word.
That's
Very true, very true. I guess as we're sitting here getting ready to wrap up our show for today, I definitely want to thank Brother Omar, Brother Henry, for coming in today to speak on this very important topic. I also want to just kind of give some advice out there to the single mothers to where they have young men or even young daughters at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, it's about educating our youth. It's about family.
Right.
You know, with giving them the guidance that they need. You know, you can definitely always reach out to A to Zayas at www.adazayas.com, you know, for any kind of guidance that you might need for your child. It is www.a, the letter A, the number 2, at zaus.com. We have a great mentor program that we deal with our young men. We also deal with the young ladies as well. Our president, Ms. Delzora Wall, she's a great lady. She's a great author. You can definitely pick up her book at www.missworthit.com, and that's www.mzworthit. And the title of her book is The Darkness After the Aftermath, Transformed to Light, which is a great read also. You know, you can definitely reach out to us. And for those single moms, hey, you know, that have those young boys that where you have concerns to where your young boy is going to get the guidance that they need, hey, reach out to an uncle, reach out to a brother, reach out to a friend. You know, if you're dating a guy and he's already met your children, reach out to him. You know, definitely reach out to him to where he can assist. What was that, Brother Omar?
Find the recipe.
And hold them accountable.
Yes.
Because even in business, we have accountability partners. When I share you my business plan or my ventures I want to do, I want to make sure that you want a path to success. So to these strong women out here, it's we need to commend these women. We need to show for the young ladies that who's a man, a young man, who's respectful to women. And like I said, Delzora, perfect person, because anytime you go to a business, you want to make sure that this person has the right experience in life. She definitely has the experience in life to give counsel. So that's what we want, accountabilities for our brothers out here to these young men.
Definitely. And to all the dads out there that, you know, that don't allow hell or hot water to stand in between their children, Happy Father's Day. You know, for the dads out there that have made the wrong choices where you haven't been a part of your child's life because of whatever situation, hey, it is never too late.
And we have so many platforms that we can communicate with our children. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of that. Communicate.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. Thank you.